This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest says minority groups are targeted for an out-of-proportion number of traffic stops, and that's adding to nationwide tensions between police and minority communities.
First, Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan from the 2nd District co-sponsored legislation last week that would prohibit fracking on public lands.
Pocan joined with fellow Democrat Jan Schakowsky from Illinois on the bill, which would ban fracking, the use of fracking fluid or acidization for the extraction of gas or oil on federally managed land. Pocan and Schakowsky introduced the bill last week on Earth Day.
Representative Mark Pocan joins us now. Representative Pocan, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, why do you think we need a bill to ban fracking on public lands?
Well, you know, fracking is definitely something that I think there's a lot of questions that are still out there around the practice. We've seen two states just recently implement bans on fracking. Another state put a two-year moratorium on it. We know that there's a toxic mix of chemicals that go into the ground in order to do fracking that can potentially have pollution into the groundwater. We know that people's fire, literally their water is caught on fire in some areas. We know there's more earthquakes caused in areas of fracking. And there's a whole lot of other concerns around air and water and other safety around fracking, but also around the wells themselves, where there's still some worker safety issues that aren't resolved. And yet we're moving full force into this. It's something certainly has produced a lot more gas and both propane-type gas and actually gasoline out of the fracking process. But we have real questions about the process itself and whether or not it's safe. And since we have jurisdiction over federal lands, of which 90% are open to be leased for fracking, we thought this would be the best way to try to address those issues and guarantee the best safety for people who live around those areas and to protect those areas.
Do you think that we do have enough good science to make decisions about fracking as it stands today, or are there still questions that you think need answering before we make final safety and regulatory decisions about fracking?
You know, there's a lot of questions still. Recently, the agency that oversees this put out some rules around fracking in public lands, and while they largely addressed methane release, which is one of the potential problems with fracking, they took this argument that I strongly disagree with, that the chemical, the toxic chemical mix that goes into the ground is somehow a trade secret, and we can't know what's going into our groundwater. And for people who live around those areas or people who enjoy those areas, if you don't know what pollutants are being put in, certainly that could have health and other risks. And we have a real strong problem with not knowing what that is. In fact, I even hear that throughout the district, just with the chemicals that are being transported on trains. I've heard it from the mayor of Madison. I've heard it from the Ho-Chunk Nation. I mean, they're very concerned about not knowing what necessarily is going through, because it's some kind of a combination of these chemicals that could be very toxic. So that's one area we're really concerned about. And just recently, last week, a whole bunch of news around earthquakes happening in areas that don't normally have earthquakes, but that are being caused by fracking operations. And we don't know exactly what that means potentially down the road. So there's still a lot of questions around this. And I think the best we can do, at least around our federal lands, since so much is open to being fracked, we should have the ability to say we're going to put a ban on it until we really get our heads around the science. And that means some of the companies that do this have to be honest with the public about what's going on.
Now, you're just in this bill looking at public lands, federally managed lands. Specifically, what kind of land are we talking about?
All the lands that we have that are federally owned throughout the country, quite a bit of land. Right now, in fact, about 90% of that land is eligible to be used for oil and gas leasing, and only about 10% is reserved for conservation, recreation, wildlife, and cultural heritage. That means at the end of last year, 34 million acres of public land had leases on it, and another 200 million acres land could still be targeted for drilling. And right now, we know the industry is putting up about $720 million into fighting these efforts in different areas around fracking. But we just have serious concerns that aren't being addressed, and fortunately aren't being addressed, we think, adequately by the department that oversees the public land. So we wanted to put this legislation forward.
We're talking right now with Democratic Representative from Wisconsin's 2nd District, Mark Pocan, about some new legislation he co-sponsored that would ban fracking on public lands. And I'm assuming you can't frack, say, in the Grand Canyon, that we're looking more at things like national forests, say.
Right, but it is about, again, 90% of that land that we have. So it's a large amount that's open to this, and that's why Jan Schakowsky and I have introduced this bill. We have about 10 or 12 now, I believe, co-sponsors on this, but we just dropped it recently, and we're just right now trying to start that education process. We had Secretary Jewell in to a Progressive Caucus meeting, and we talked about this, and there are a lot of people who are very, very concerned around the chemical mix that goes in the ground, but also the water contamination through that, the air contamination, the earthquakes, and also some of the worker safety issues around these wells. And I think we need to get answers, especially if it's going to be on land that's really done with taxpayer dollars.
One thing you mentioned there that you're concerned about, I know, is that the safety of wells for fracking and the inspection regulations in place there. What are you worried about with well inspections?
Well, we think they're not adequately inspected, and that creates more potential for disastrous accidents. And, again, because it's on our land, we have a special responsibility to when they're doing this. I know there's some other legislation, I think, that's been introduced to try to raise the rates because it's a fairly reasonable rate to be able to lease this land, period. But, again, our responsibility comes with that, that we have to make sure that there aren't toxins being put in, that workers are safe. And those are just some of the concerns that have come out of this. Now, granted, some states have got such concern that they've done outright moratoriums in their states on all fracking, including private land. What we're looking at addressing specifically is the public land that's owned by the federal government.
Now, we live in an era when Americans are increasingly aware of issues surrounding dependence on foreign oil. Is it maybe worth trading some public land for more domestic oil and gas production?
Well, we're willing to trade it, 90% of it, right? That's what's currently available. But that trade-off shouldn't be saying, well, okay, to not get as much foreign oil, we're going to put toxins into our groundwater and into our land in order to extract it. We really do need to get better information about what this is. And the industry, I think, has been extremely remiss by just kind of going away with this line that it's a trade secret about what chemical mix is going in the ground. And I think people have a lot of concerns about whether it's carcinogenic, whether or not it's really leading to things like groundwater pollution and air pollution. And the fact that they don't want to even work with us on this gives us even greater concern.
Now, you've been saying that 90% of public lands are available for fracking, only 10% are set aside. Do you know what percent of that 90 actually has fracking going on currently?
Yeah, I think it's something like 37 million acres are currently currently leased, and there's another, I believe it's 200 million that could be leased under those percents. So still lots of potential for expansion in this area, all the more reason we want to get our hands around this. Actually, it's 34 million acres, I'm sorry, that are currently leased.
As you've been talking about, you know, there are a couple of states who have banned this. The state of New York has moved to ban fracking entirely on environmental and health concern grounds. What do you think of that decision?
You know, I think that's their decision because certain states have a lot more fracking than others. I mean, Wisconsin doesn't really have fracking occur here at any kind of a level. However, we do have a lot of sand extraction because our sand in certain parts of the state is the exact perfect shape for the fracking process. So we've seen some issues around that, but the fracking process itself, whether it be, you know, states like Pennsylvania and Maryland and New York and other areas where they're seeing other negative side effects that come out of this, both to property values, groundwater, et cetera. That's, you know, a decision they've made, and hopefully they're doing it based on the best science possible. My argument is I can't even get the best science possible because the companies involved don't want to share that. And if they're not going to share that, we're operating a little too much in the dark for my and other people's preference.
Is there an approach that you'd like to take from a legislative perspective that would get at some of the issues that you're looking to get more transparency about the chemicals used, for instance?
Well, and that's actually some of the very questions we brought up with Secretary Jewell. I mean, even though I know they came up with a new set of rules largely around the methane release, I think there were at least a half a dozen of us who very strongly expressed our concern that we don't know about these toxic chemicals that are going into the ground and what that means and are they carcinogenic and all the rest, because we can't get that information. And the fact that the industry is telling the United States government it's a trade secret, it's proprietary, you know, I mean, I've been in business for 28 years. I mean, there are certain things that truly are what you'd call a trade secret, you know, and under intellectual property makes some sense. But there's other things like this where if they affect the public health, we need to know what's going in the grounds. And hiding behind that, that's not what uniquely makes you a fracking company. You know, having the equipment that can extract these is really the largest thing that makes you a fracking company. But somehow arguing that chemical mix, that special sauce, so to speak, is the trade secret, I find very disingenuous, and that's part of our concern is that we can't get more information about it, largely because these are chemicals that could very likely be toxic.
Now, would your bill affect existing frac sand operations or just companies who are looking to frac going forward?
Well, it'd be any future leases, because I think currently if you have an existing lease, it's harder to affect that. But again, since there's 200 million acres that are potentially able to be leased, it would help us to put, I think, pressure on the industry to realize that if they want to continue to do what they're doing and getting a pretty good deal on federal land to do so, we at minimum just need to know the basic questions about what's going into groundwater potentially. Are they potentially causing earthquakes? Are we potentially causing worker safety? What's going into the air that shouldn't be going into the air? Just real basic sort of public health concerns and public safety concerns that I think they should be willing to share with us, because it's a profitable industry. There's no question, but we have to make sure that it's not just profitable for them and expense going on to the general public.
And just briefly, as we wrap up, as you know, frac sand mining has been a big industry here in Wisconsin. There's been controversy about it, people worried about environmental damage, safety, and also jobs and money maybe coming into the economy. Do you think Wisconsin should allow and encourage frac sand mining?
Well, yeah, I know one of the other concerns that's been brought up to me is, you know, our problem with getting railroad cars of other products, whether it be agricultural products from Wisconsin, leaving the state, getting access to rail cars because of all the sand, getting coal to our power plants, or getting pulp and trees to our paper mills in the state. All are having a problem because of the amount and the amount paid, because it's so profitable for the sand to go. So there's a number of other concerns also that we have had conversations with the industry about in Washington, and I hopefully will get resolution that will be short of having to have a legislative fix.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That was Wisconsin Democratic Representative Mark Pocan joining us to talk about his new fracking legislation.